Peace be with you, my dear and brother and sister in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And peace be with you, my brother and sister in humanity. There is a follow-up in the same topic about the cartoon controversy. And in here, I will share with you my recommendation for the first steps to increase and build the bridges between each other. And before we start, I have to remind myself and you about basic concepts in a human being. Today, we are privileged as a human being with a massive communication. We are privileged of being able to read and write and hear and see. Many people in the early time in the history, they did not have this privilege and used to follow the news according to certain people coming to them. Today, we have the ability to verify the news. We have the ability to verify the knowledge. We have the ability to be a real seeker. But now, the question should be, who am I? What is my role in my life? How I can be successful to myself, to my family, to my locality, to my neighbors, to mankind? And something came in my heart, I want to share it with you. From Islamic point of view, before we talk or we do, we have to ask ourselves what's the wisdom behind it. What it will gain or what it will cause to us. What the side effect. It will be a benefit or harm. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. No harm and not causing harm to other. A beautiful constitution. The right of neighbors. The manner of Muslim. Today, we ask ourselves as a Muslim, is me the ambassador of Islam? Is me the carrier of the right sign of Islam? If I'm a male, is me behaving as a responsible man with the wisdom and manner and conduct because I'm the ambassador of Islam? My action and reaction, people are watching me. And they said, look at the Muslim. Look at his behavior. And today, my first recommendation to mankind, if we ask ourselves today, how many people claim they are a Muslim? And they are ignorant of their own faith. How many Christians? They call themselves Christian, but they are ignorant of their own faith. And you can apply this to Judaism, to Buddhism, to Sikhism, to Hinduism, you name it. The majority of people today are busy in material life, but we call ourselves a believer of certain faith. But we have to ask ourselves, do we really believe in our faith? Do we really know what is our faith all about? Did we ever study it? Did we ever try to study other faiths and see what they're talking about? By this way, we can communicate with each other better. By this way, we have a privilege today to talk and dialogue to each other. To talk. But I want to share with you a story. The story, I believe it, and it affects me so much. But I have too many of them. After September 11 in the United States, at this time I lived in New York City, and I went to the laundromat to wash my clothing. And a man came to me very hostile, and he told me in Arabic word, he's American, but he told me in Arabic word, Shaitan, you are Shaitan, you are hypocrite. Shaitan meaning the devil. I tell him, excuse me, what I done to you? He said to me, all of you is the same. Look what you people done. I said to him, I understand your anger and frustration. But as a human being, did I do it? But he was too frustrated. He cannot communicate. So angry. Ready to fight. And when I walk in the street, my neighbors used to insult me, curse me. One of them has a very bad dog. And every time I go pass by, he give him a hint. And the dog start coming after me. And one day, I was traveling. And I was in a very, very high classy neighborhood. I stop in one of the big department store, one of the big mall, and I'm going in with a very like respectable man, 3-piece suit, open the door for me with a smile. It hit me. I ask him, why are you smiling and open the door with the respect for me? He said, according to your clothing, I look at you and I believe you are a Muslim. And if you are a Muslim, I have to respect you. I said, why? Why you do that? With all the stereotype and all the media and all the news against us. He said, I have a neighbors, and my neighbors are Muslim. And I was traveling for a business trip for many months. My wife was pregnant. They take care about my wife. They take care about my kids. They take care about my house. They take care about my loan. They take care about everything in my absence. To the point, when I come back, my wife tell me, our neighbor was good to me, like you are with us, and more. I respect that. And from this on, I know who is a Muslim, and how Muslim are, and how kind and generous they are, and how helpful they are. And this day, which I learned it before, but it hit me more. What happened if a Muslim behave as a Muslim? With generosity and kindness, with manner, with respect, with caring for their own neighbor, which one of the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him. If you read how many report about caring about your neighbors, you will not be a believer unless you care about your neighbor. You will not be a believer unless your neighbor is protected from your badness and your evilness and your bad manner. And another hand, because I have to share with you the truth. One time I met a person and he looked at me, he told me, are you Muslim? I said, yes. And he spat in the floor with very bad anger. I said, I hate Muslim. I said, why? Why you behave that like that? He said, I have a neighbor. He drive me nuts. He did such and such and such and such and such and such to my family and my member of my family. By this way, one Muslim was the ambassador of goodness. He spread goodness. The another called Muslim, he was the ambassador of evils and cheating and lying and stealing and doing all kind of mischief. The first man, remember goodness. The second man, remember evil and badness. Can we blame the people? Or we blame ourselves? We see one person, what he can do and not do, positive or negative. Who we blame? If we are honest people, if we sincere people, we blame whom? By this way, my calling to everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. Today, mankind, in a bridge and in a blink of a very, very dangerous lob, we go into confrontation. But is this what we're looking for? Is this wise? Can we claim we are wise people? People of knowledge? People of civilization? I went one time to a place with the sheriff of a town. He came to me and he told me, are you the imam of the town? I said, no, I'm just a visitor. He said, I'm looking for the imam of the town, the imam of the Muslim. I said, why? He said, our jails is full of Muslims, young youth. And I'm coming to talk to the imam to see what we can do to protect the youth from going astray. Where's our duty? Where's our job? By this way, I'm calling Muslim first. Are you the ambassador of Islam? Are you the man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran? Are you the believer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about? Are we the one, male and female? Are we the people of knowledge, people of manner, people of wisdom, people of integrity? Are we the role model? Are we the seeker of knowledge? By this way, today, my question to everybody, if somebody came to you today, Muslim and non-Muslim, and tell you, do you feel comfortable to come to me and debate your own faith? Do you have the knowledge about your own faith without being hostile or angry? Do we know the rule and manner of living in a non-Muslim country? We're living in their own land. We benefit from them and what we give them. What is our contribution to this society? We're supposed to be a contributor for mankind. What we contribute? What we show them? What is our civilization? Only in the books? Only in the wall? Only in the history? We cannot say the truth? We fail to develop our own Islam in our own country. And we coming to different country and our failure, we blame other for it? Because we're not serious enough? Because we're running after ourselves? We do not spend enough time together to learn and listen and gain wisdom from each other? We're so stubborn and arrogant? We're not willing to hear the advice of others and the call of others? And this I call it to everyone. But this is specialized for you, the Muslim, because you are responsible. I put you in the front of Allah, you are responsible. Leader and follower. As a follower, don't blame your leader. Because you're not supposed to follow blindly. You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to check. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to call Allah and ask Him for sincerity and vision. You're supposed to act and react according to the wise knowledge of the knowledgeable people. And the knowledgeable people in overseas, are you living there in the path of Allah for sabilillah? Or because the job, because the money, because the style of life? And what is your contribution to your neighbor, to your people around you? You think you will not be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment? Every step you have in all this land, you will be questioned about it. Why I talk like that? Because I have to say the truth. It is our fault. It's our negligence. It's our failure to develop our own self. Is our failure to rally around the right people. Is our ignorance and arrogance and stubbornness. Is the love of material. We forget who we are. What is our role in life? What is our goal? And I call mankind, today Muslim and non-Muslim, what is our goal in life? Is our goal in life to really benefit each other? Or our goal in life to hate each other? I remember in early 70, most likely if my memory is correct, I was very young at this time, German and different European country announced, and was a debate in their own government at this time, all Muslim and foreigner, come. Come forward to the government, we give you a certain amount of money and surrender your status of citizenship and leave the country. At this time, many European countries have beautiful budget, among them was German, and because it's debatable. Some people in Germany, they want the people out, they hate them. Some other people, they believe they are a man force, we need them. Some people sick and tired of their behavior and abusing the social service. Another people believe they do not like them. They bring dirt and many things you do not like. Now I blame both. I blame the foreigner. I blame the people of the land. Today, we acting like a bad wife and a bad husband. I want my husband, but I hate him. I love him, but I do not like him. It's a very sick relationship. We need each other. We already exist with each other. We already living with each other. We already interact with each other. And if you study today, human being today in general, we so molded to each other from economy point of view, from culture point of view, from living point of view. We cannot escape that. If we cannot escape it, and we cannot go overnight and said, okay, 1 million or 1 million and a half foreigner out. We cannot do that. We cannot cut a relationship with each other. In this case, what is Islamic rule said? Islamic rule is very clear. I respect your faith even if it's against my faith, whose faith belongs to the Creator. You believe or disbelieve is between you and the Creator. I cannot hate you or like you for your own faith. But this a lot of Muslim brother and sister, they do not get it. Because if I have a hate of a human being, how I deal with them? How I make bridges between each other? How we can communicate? And similar to me, saying to my own fellow non-Muslim, by this way, lack of knowledge, lack of deep knowledge, we do not have the knowledge. We do not have the leadership. We're not a seeker of knowledge. We're not a seeker of wisdom. We fail to be a long vision people. Please seek knowledge. Seek knowledge as soon as possible. And even when you seek knowledge, don't seek knowledge from one. When you go for a major operation, what you do? You have first opinion, second opinion, third opinion. You want to make sure. What about the knowledge about your faith? Is that important to you? To check and hear different opinion, different learned people? Before you die? Is not important to you, your journey in this life and hereafter? Is not important for you, the journey of your soul? And please, I want to remind all of us about something misunderstood completely among us. When I hear people said, I have my God, you have your God. It's almost like everybody have a God. It's not a lollipop. It's not a chocolate. It's not a candy. God is God. God is one. I call him the Creator. And if we believe in the Creator, we believe in one God, we have to respect our different. Maybe we have misconception. Maybe we have misunderstanding. Maybe we miss some knowledge. But is this a way to communicate with each other? And oh, my brother and sister in Islam, if you claim you are a Muslim, if you claim you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you believe in Quran, how much knowledge you have? How much understanding about your own faith you have? How much seek knowledge you have? How much time you spend? How many people you listen to and be patient and try to find out where is he coming from? If you look at today, go to any place in Europe and go to any jails, see the amount of Muslim inside. Why? What's he doing? And we as a society, as a local people, what are we doing in our local people? Or we become ritual only, pray and run. And don't say the imam is doing or not doing. If the imam is responsible, the follower is more responsible than the imam. Because you have the power to get rid of the imam if you do not like him. You the one you bring him, you the one you complain about him. Does this make sense? The imam is not doing. Okay. You learn. Because if you study in Islam, the imam has a duty and a job. And a follower have many jobs. And one of them to correct the imam if he made a mistake. But where? Who am I talking to? What is my purpose? My main purpose? I feel responsible. And I feel I have to reach the maximum I can to wake up mankind from a major tragedy. A lot of people can be victim of all this tragedy. But we, the one, we call ourselves learned people, people of knowledge, people of intellect, people of civilization, each one of us responsible. Responsible about our action and reaction and the side effect of the action and reaction. And we have to ask ourselves, what is my goal? What is the wisdom of my goal? What I'm planning to do? When you hear the news in BBC about the Serb came out in the street against the arrest of one of their own leader, the one who commit massive killing, one of the most ugly massive killing happened in mankind history. And we still, because it's my man, as a Muslim, we're supposed to be the people of the truth. Even if our people is wrong, we said it's wrong. What they're doing is wrong. And we condemned it. And we do not stand with them. Please go study. Go study your own faith. Go study. Muslim and non-Muslim, please go study. Read, communicate, talk to each other. Try to understand each other. And this is what the Creator said in Quran. O you people, I create you from male and female and tribes. Why? To get to know each other. The Creator, He wants us to get to know each other. Why? Because once we get to know each other, if we are honest people, we will see we are human beings. We have a lot of similarity. You have a nose, I have a nose. You have mouth, I have mouth. You have two eyes, I have two eyes. You have two ears, you have two ears. You have two feet, I have two feet. The color is different. The shape is different. But all of us breathe air. All of us, we have a lot of common. Are we forget the common between each other? Are we forget the goodness between each other? Or we become blind prejudice against each other? And if we do so, where it will lead us? For what benefit? Please, mankind. Please, my fellow Muslim, in Europe, Australia, or America, or anywhere, ask yourself, is me the ambassador of Islam? Is me the role model of Islam? Do I know my faith? Is me ready to talk to people about my faith? The understanding of my faith? The pillar of my faith? The manner of my faith? Do I have the role model in acting and in character and manner and conduct, not only in talk? Do I have the generosity? Do I have the truth in my behavior? Is people attracted to me? Is me clean and neat, keeping my word? Is me deep inside feel responsible of being a Muslim toward mankind? I'm the carrier of the message. And living in a non-Muslim, I have a duty to show them the best of Islam. Not in a book, not in a talk, not in an argue, not in a conversation, by my manner. Study history. Study the real history. You discover the majority of Islam is spread by manner and conduct. The behavior of good people. Now I have to ask myself, is me a good people? Or an evil people? Today, if you ask me from my experience, majority of mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, are illiterate, ignorant about their own faith. They hardly learn. and they carry stereotype, and they generate it and increase it between each other. We have responsibility to stop all that. Each one of us responsible. Don't blame the media. Don't blame nobody except yourself. Because if you study Quran, there's no place in Quran till you blame anybody. You cannot blame even the devil. You cannot blame nobody except yourself. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, wake up before it's too late. We are the believer of death. We are the believer of the hereafter. We believer of the torture in the grave. We believe in the journey of our soul after death. Death is not the end. Death is the beginning. All of us as a human being, we're going to go through four cycles. First cycle, when your father meet your mother and you came in the womb of your mom. This one cycle, you have nothing to do with it. And all of a sudden, you transfer from one stage to another, from the belly of your mother to this life. Now you are living in this life. All of a sudden, death will come. And death is another transfer to another style of life, unseen life, called Hayatul Barzakh, the life of Barzakh, which is a world. You cannot escape and go to paradise or hellfire. You cannot escape and come back. And your soul and body will be in this life after death, which is different body, but the soul is the same, until the day of judgment. And you will be questioned about every action and reaction and intention and behavior you've done in this life. If we are a believer of that, and we'll be accountable in the day of judgment about every action and reaction, every manner, every word, what we're doing. Wake up, please. The one who need a wake up is us. The one we need to blame is ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart and your mind to matter what I'm saying. Each one of us responsible. Don't say I'm limited. Don't say I'm nobody. I am nobody. I'm so limited. Physically, I'm limited. Mentally, I'm limited. Financially, I'm limited. But I'm dealing with the Creator, the Almighty, the only one, the unlimited. If my intention is good, He can take my word. Add to it the power. And cause it to be changing. Changing everybody. For better life for all. For harmony and peace and tranquility for all. For vision, understanding for all. This is my goal. It should be your goal. Young and old, male and female. Learn it and not learn it. Whatever who you are, where you are, you have a duty to show the good manner and conduct and respect for everyone. If you study the topic of jihad in Islam, in a time of even war in Islam, when a Muslim enters any country, you have no right to break any institution of worship. You have no right to stop them of worship. Imagine, even if you are a leader, you have no right to stop others from their own worship, even if you disbelieve it, even if you believe it's wrong. Imagine, and this is a Creator rule. Please, if you do not like what you hear from me, it's very simple. Go check it out. Be a man. Be a real person. Go check. Seek knowledge by yourself. Read. Don't just deny and that's it. And go in a coffee shop and do mischief. Or watching a soccer game. Or go out dancing or do drugs. No. Be a man. Be a woman. Mankind need real men. Need real women. Need people with integrity. People with respect. People with knowledge. People with wisdom. People with kindness and generosity. People with mercy in their heart for mankind. And we are the owner of that. And we're supposed to be honored by that. And we're supposed to be the carrier of this beautiful, noble message. In our conduct, in our behavior, in our look, in everywhere, by every mean possible. Please, this is my advice to all, now, before it's too late. Today, we can bridge this to the valley of peace and tranquility and harmony for all, before we bridge this to a war and hate for all too. Now we have to choose. Each one of us responsible. Normal, follower, leader, religious, politician, news media. And if anybody, hear me from the news media, or anybody has a power, ask yourself, where's the religious people? Because it's reality. Where is the people of knowledge and wisdom? Where their voice? Where their contribution? And if you are a follower and listening to me, ask yourself, where is the knowledgeable people in your life? Who's your teacher? Who's your sheikh or imam? Are you seeking knowledge? Are you checking your knowledge? Are you verifying your knowledge? Today is a call of knowledge, call of basic, call of the roots of the problem, ignorance and lack of knowledge. Please seek knowledge, the truth knowledge, verify your knowledge, humble yourself to each other. Let's listen, let's dialogue, let's shake hand, let's smile, let's care. Maybe we can produce flower and fruit can benefit mankind, and we take each other to paradise. This is my goal. I hope it will be yours. One day, I ask the Almighty, O Creator, I love you. You are so merciful. You are so kind, and the majority of people do not know you. O Almighty, allow me to let people know who you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how merciful you are. Because the Creator, He loves His human being. He loves His creation. And He wants them to belong to Him. He wants them to be success. And He wants each one of us to help each other to gain this success. And this is our goal. This is my goal. This is my mission. To help you the maximum you can. To go to paradise. To gain the mercy of the Creator, to gain the success in this life and hereafter, to gain the light and the wisdom of the Almighty. Just humble yourself, all mankind. Said, O the Almighty Creator, whatever who you are, please open my heart to you. Show me your way, guide me, and make me humble to mankind. Make me kind and generous. Make me the cause to be like the bird and pigeon, spread goodness between each other. Like the bees, generate honey. Like the cow, give milk, white, pure, full of goodness to all mankind. What about me? Or me acting like a snake, biting and poison. And even a snake, if I talk like that, I insult the snake. Because the snake do not do that until somebody attack. The snake do not attack you. What is our contribution? Oh Muslim, wake up. We're supposed to be the contributor of the most noble message known to mankind. In action, in behavior, in manner, in conduct. We all responsible. Let's start. Don't look back. Back is gone. Don't worry. Future in the hand of the Almighty. Take care about your present. Start to seek knowledge. Read. Ask. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, may the Creator guide all of us to His straight path. May the Almighty, the Creator, be mercy with us and show us His way and save us from ourselves and save us from our devil and save us from causing mischief to nobody. I always say that. O Creator, don't make me cause mischief to nobody. Don't make me hurt and harm anybody. I want to leave this earth and said, O Almighty, I forgive those who hurt me and cause mischief against me. And O Almighty, please allow me to spread your word with the best conduct and manner to please you, to let people know, to mankind know who you are. You're so merciful, you're so kind, you're so generous, the owner of light and wisdom, the owner of success in this life and hereafter. Time is short. The duty is humongous. We have a lot to do. We have over a mountain over our shoulder. Duty, a job, responsibility. All it needs, real men, real women, not fake, can carry the responsibility, and between them and the Almighty said, I'm responsible. And start going to your neighbor and said, forgive me. I never was a good neighbor. Clean. Clean the floor. Clean the steps. Perfume the place. Bring flower. Share with the neighbor. Show them the right conduct. Don't make noise. Be clean and neat. Ask if anybody need help. Respect each other. Respect other. It doesn't matter who they are. Our faith tells us to respect. We have a teacher. He's a prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. Read his manner. Read and learn his manner and advice to all of us today. If you do not like what you hear from me, go study before it's too late. It's a responsibility and duty. May the Creator with blessing and wisdom and acceptance and light and vision to what I say. May all of you seek the guidance and light and wisdom and vision from the Almighty, the Creator. May all of us be sincere and humble and truthfulness people and respect to each other for the benefit of mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to go hand to hand with those who carry the same message to help mankind to be together against all mischief and against all hate and prejudice and misconception and stereotype. The duty is too much. It's my belief. It's my belief. I need the Creator. I need Him in every aspect. I need His support. I need His will. I need His power. I need His vision. I need His wisdom. I need His light. I need His ability, because I do not have none of that. He's the owner of all mean. He's the owner of all the quality. O the Almighty, give me and allow me to give. Shore me and allow me to shore people. Guide me and allow me to guide people. Light me and allow me to light people. Give me the wisdom to share it with people. Give me the vision to share it with people. And allow my word to reach their heart and causing a change to the best for their benefit in this life and hereafter. And for all of you who listen to me, you have a duty. If you like what you hear, follow up. Be real. Not only a listener. Don't say, I like it. Move. Do something about it. Learn. Seek knowledge. And if you do not like it, ask yourself why. What I said wrong? And go check it again. And in the end, we have to look at each other with respect and dignity. And thank each other because we've been created by only one, the Almighty, the Creator. I only can talk, I only can try, and I seek the Almighty, the Creator, to give me the ability and will to succeed and make you succeed, all of you, and spread the real success among each other, all of us responsible. If you feel benefit of what you hear, please spread it the maximum you can. And if you feel something harm of what you hear, don't spread it. Be honest. I ask the Creator, the only one, to give me the ability and give you the ability to make us a beautiful contributor to mankind before we die. By this way, when we die, we tell him, oh, the Creator, we try. We try to be good. We're not perfect. We're not angel, but we try. And this is what I'm trying. I only try. Let's try. I try. You try. Everyone try. And even if somebody fail, we do not tell them why you fail. But we take their hand. And we try. Let's try together. Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Peace be with you, mankind.